Hey, 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 hey. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, highlighting the good in our community. I am Pastor John McClain, here with my bosom buddy, Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, sir.
It just feels so good being in the studio with you again.
I know. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been forever. Yeah. Yeah. Like, last week, I was all by my lonesome, and it was sad. I did shed at least one tear. Mm. And then the week before that, you were without me. So I'm sure you bawled your eyes out.
A little bit.
Yeah. I bet.
A couple of tears.
Yeah. It's okay. We're back together again here to make radio magic for the world. And we got some great guests for it because, like usual, especially via you, we got some powerhouse women in studio here with
absolutely.
Us. We got Tori Fortune, who is a famous artist that the world doesn't even know about yet. Or just you know, just an amazing few 100,000 people probably. And she's also been doing a lot of awesome events around town, kind of making a platform for other people. So that's going to be cool to have her on. And then also we're going to have Diana
Charbonneau.
Yeah, I was going to butcher it, but
from Impact of Southern Arizona. Yes.
Yeah, and they're having an event on Tuesday with all kinds of nonprofits, with all kinds of workshops, all kinds of good stuff going on. So, yeah, we look forward to hearing about that.
Yeah.
And then on the tail end of the show, we're going to be talking about one of our favorite auto shops in town, MPG Automotive, and the amazing work that they're doing, training people on mechanics, and then just, you know, all the great deals that coming out of MPG Automotive. We certainly want to show them some love, being one of our sponsors. And probably what we'll do in that time is do our sponsor spotlight as well, just to kind of remind people of all the amazing organizations that make this radio show and then our print editorial Common Good News happen and make it so you guys get to hear us every week and me and Andreas get to hang out every week, whether we like it or not.
Yes.
Yep. But all that being said, actually, man, something we haven't done in a while, which is weird, but this would not be the Common Good Radio Show without the start of a little prayer.
Yeah.
So let's do that. And usually I would do the Lord's Prayer or something of that nature, but I'm just going to just pray right off the dome, freestyle, just bars prayer today.
There you go.
And if everybody out there in the world, bow your head, close your eyes, you know, whatever you do for comfort to speak in prayer, but I'm going to say a little prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for bringing us here together today. Thank you so much for loving us, for continuing to bless us, even when we think that we have trials and tribulations. You remind us, Lord, that you're here for us and that you're going to be, you're going to take care of us and get us through it. I thank you so much for loving us, allowing us to love each other, teaching us the way of compassion and heartedness. I thank you so much, Lord, for everybody that you put in our lives and for allowing us to be here to make an amazing show and share some amazing good news with the public as a whole. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that being said, we have a woman that actually I met kind of almost introduced by God, because we were both trying to do just some good old fashioned music stuff, but we both are I'd like fair to say hardcore Christians, and that's kind of part of what we want to do and you know, bring in music and creating a music platform for the public. And Tori does it's not necessarily a Christian organization, but certainly I've seen a lot of Christian artists perform through you and kind of connected to you, but I've said enough. I'll let Tori Fortune explain it herself. Thank you so much for being here with us, Tori.
Thank you for having me. That was a beautiful prayer and introduction. I actually got a little bit teary-eyed. So.
Oh, good. Yeah. that's what I go for.
Recompose myself. And we actually do have a Christian branch. So I have an organization called Arizona Music Connection.
Okay.
It started out as an organization to present songwriter showcases and different musical events around town. And because I am a Christian and a Christian artist, and my brother is a Christian artist, we did our first Christian, it was like an outreach show event performance last fall. We did that together. And then that was the birth of Arizona Music and Ministries Connection. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, well, you know, this is such a beautiful thing that we did today. And we need to have a different branch that purely focuses on that. And because there's so many different music venues and music things, you know, they, especially with the Christian hip hop artists, they hear the word rap and they run. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, these guys are great. And they, you know, they're entertaining and they are putting a good message out there. So I needed to create something where I can have events and bookings with my Christian artists. And so I have Arizona Music Connection and Arizona Music and Ministries Connection. So
okay. And so you fill us in on Arizona Music Connection. Fill us in on Songwriters at Sunset.
So I spent some time in Nashville. I'm from Tucson, and then I moved to Nashville for a while where I got into songwriting, and I was performing at what they call songwriter nights. And when I moved back to Tucson, I was telling my husband, you know, when we get settled, I would love to start my own songwriter night, you know, because I miss them. Mm-hmm. And the opportunity just kind of fell into my lap. I was talking to Andres before about procrastinating with things and waiting for the right time to do things with everything in life. And so it was not planned to do this when I did. I found the Foothills Happy Hour Market. Actually, it's a pop-up farmers market kind of out at the Foothills Mall. They do it weekly, and they were looking for live music. I hit her up and I was like, what are you looking for? And well, I'm looking for, you know, like bands to come play for 4 hours. And I was like, oh, I don't have a band here yet. I was working with some players in Nashville, of course, but I was like, I just got back to town and I don't really have a band yet, and I don't have, you know, I don't want to go play for 4 hours yet anyway. So I was like, what would you think about like a songwriter showcase? Because I've always wanted to start one. And she flipped for the idea. She loved it. And she helped me with my logos and to kind of brand myself. Her name is Susan Allen, wonderful woman. And so we created Songwriters at Sunset, which initially was something that we were just going to have at the Foothills Market. And then so many artists loved what we were doing with showcasing songwriters. There's not enough outlets for original artists. Mm. Most places that book live music, they're bars that want cover songs, you know? Yeah. And I know what it's like as an artist, first and foremost, to wanna have your stuff heard. You want, you're proud of it when you write a song, you know, and you want to perform it. So we started the songwriter showcase, and now I'm doing, so that one's monthly. And then now I've been doing a weekly show at the Rockabilly Grill.
Nice.
And I have other venues that have approached me about doing different things and different events. And I actually had an event planning business back in Nashville. So I'm kind of combining my love and passion for both music and events, and helping other artists as well as myself to get our music and voices heard. So
nice. Good stuff.
Yeah. That's amazing. And definitely I just like the one, you taking, you know, your skills and applying them, which, you know, something we encourage people to do regularly on this show, but also just creating something out of whole cloth. That's super cool. Like particularly around the, you know, songwriters at Sunset, and now what you're doing at Rockabilly's is I can just one step after another. And, you know, I guess before I even get in the question of, you know, what you're looking at next, we're going to actually go into break, show a little love to our sponsors. Again, this Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Commission. I'm Pastor John McClain with Andres Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching. He has a little something to tell you real quick.
Yes, if anybody wants to finally take action on that big goal, that big dream, I'm offering a free consultation where I will help you overcome your fears, anything that's stopping you, and help you create a strategy for that big goal, that big vision, so that you can find your life's purpose and leave a legacy behind. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be right back after this.
Action Print and Copy is a full-service print and copy shop offering quality products at affordable prices. Everything from black and white copies to large format color signage. Whether you're shopping on the web or in their centrally located shop on the corner of Prince and First Avenue, you'll find they have the best team in town, committed to providing great customer service, ready to help you meet your personal and professional goals. Call 520-829-3075 or go to printapc.com. Action, print, and copy. Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.
Hello, welcome back. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, highlighting the good in our community. And speaking of the good in our community, we have Tori Fortune here in studio with us talking about her story of how she got here, some of the awesome stuff that she's doing now. She's talking about the Arizona Music Connection. We talked about the Songwriters at Sunset. What's the event at Rockabilly called?
That one's Songwriters at Sunset as well, but okay. The difference between the monthly and the weekly is I've been doing the monthly one at Foothills, where we showcase 6 to 8 artists and they do shorter sets. And then at Rockabilly, it's more of an easy listening room kind of vibe, where it's a shorter show and we bring in 3 artists that do longer sets, and it's more of a feature on the best of the best of Songwriters at Sunset, basically.
Nice. Okay. And then also, we have yet to cover it, but you also do the Miss Sonoran Sunshine pageant. Fill us in on that.
So I got involved with the pinup community last year, which some people don't really know what the pinup community is. It's very classy. It's nothing raunchy or anything bad. It's more just, it's dressing up vintage, and there's a lot of philanthropy and giving back. Each pinup pageant is a fundraiser. There's always a nonprofit involved, always. And so I started one last year, and I met a woman named Amber Kerr down in Tombstone at the one that we did down there. And her and I hit it off, and then we actually found out that we are neighbors. We both live in Picture Rocks. We're like, who else lives in Picture Rocks? Apparently
just
we do.
Six.
A handful of us. So. And she wanted to host her own pinup pageant in benefit of a little girl named Sarah who has type 1 diabetes and needs some help with medical bills. So she was, you know, really passionate about this project, and she needed a venue, and she was having a hard time finding one and was going to pay out of pocket for a city space. And I said, no. I host music shows, and I have venues that I do shows at. I said, let's incorporate them, and let's have a concert / pinup pageant. So she loved the idea. I loved the idea. So we joined forces, and we're doing a special full band showcase for Songwriters at Sunset that's intertwined with the Miss Sonoran Sunshine Pinup Pageant. We're holding it at Borderlands Brewing Company. They have a beautiful patio and a great side parking lot that we're going to have our car show in. Pinups take photos with classic cars. It's something that we add into the pinup events. So it's going to be a car show, a benefit for Little Miss Sarah, and you're going to have a concert, and you're going to see some ladies get crowned, and it's going to be a great time on March 12th.
Sounds like a happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So March 12th from 3 to 7 at Borderlands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what other events do you have coming up?
Well, we have the event at Borderlands. We are continuing weekly at Rockabilly. And the general initial idea with the Foothills show, because I received sponsors for that, thank you to my sponsors, you know who you are, we decided to have a season, especially because it's an outdoor show. We had the season from October to May, so the idea was that each season we would have different sponsors, and then we would wrap in May because it's outdoors, and in the summer it gets pretty hot, so especially in Arizona. So in May we're having a songwriter contest, actually, and I booked that at Borderlands again as well, just because I love their venue. Their patio is so beautiful. So we are going to have a songwriter contest on May 7th, where we bring our best songwriters from the past season and our sponsors for this season are actually going to be our judges. So they're going to perform one, maybe two songs, kind of a bam, bam, bam. You just come up, do your song. You're judged on certain different things, stage presence, originality, lyrics, things like that. And then we're going to have trophies and fun things and prizes. And it's also my thank you to my artists for this first debut season. They have put on some great shows, and I want to thank them and recognize them. So we're having a songwriter contest, and we'll see what other events happen. I have some other opportunities that have been approached to me that aren't finalized yet, so I won't speak on them yet. But we have lots of fun things coming up this year.
Nice. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, and it sounds like you're giving a lot of opportunities to a lot of people, and you're also serving the community. So it's definitely a lot of great work that you're doing, and we appreciate that. And so I want to ask you, like, what are some of your top artists that you manage?
Well, we have Uncommon Crossroads, which is a full band. They do Americana folk rock. It's led by Maria Montagnini. She's an amazing songwriter. Actually, when I first met her, she wasn't songwriting. And I said, girl, you're a songwriter. You just don't know it yet. And ever since, she has, I am so impressed by her. She has been songwriting her tail off, and she has turned it into, she's looking at it from a business standpoint, and she's like, this is my band, it's my business. And so I'm very proud of Maria with Uncommon Crossroads. And I also have Craig Jemmett, and he's one of my Christian artists. I have Nico Barbarin. He's such a talented guitar player from Chile, actually.
That
came all the way to us from Tucson. I have Jesus Gang, which is a Christian rap duo. I have John Linlin, who's an amazing jazz guitarist and songwriter. I could go on and on. I have so many great artists. And I have, as far as my Christian artists, we have the Music and Ministries branch that we're actually, as far as another event goes as well, we're having an outreach show that I'm trying to have on Easter weekend. I'm not sure where we're going to have it yet, but I want to bring the word to the general people that wouldn't necessarily go to an event like that or go to church or try to seek that type of event. I want to bring it to the streets, you know. I want to bring the word to the streets and bring the artist to the people, and have an outreach event. So yeah, we have lots of different genres and missions with what we're doing.
Yeah, well, something that, and we have probably a couple minutes, we have to go out of here, but something that I'm not hearing is, you in Tennessee, you're an artist, and it definitely seemed like you probably put a lot of energy and time and energy your whole life to be an artist. What about here? What is your, what have you been performing, or are you, or, yeah.
So what I do, career. I don't always sing at Songwriters at Sunset, but because, you know, I don't want it to just be, you know, the Tory show all the time. It's not what it's about. It's about giving back to the other artists. But I am an artist myself, so sometimes I sing one or two. Our last monthly show in February, it was my birthday, so I did a full set. And I've been singing to tracks that I had produced. They're actually produced in Mexico, which made me feel like my music was going international. I felt really cool. But I am looking for the right guitar player and band to work with out here, and so I can play with players again. But until then, I am very happy with just singing my songs to my tracks, and you know, they're still my songs, and I get to sing them. And so I sing here and there at the shows, and once I find the right guitar player to work with, I'll be out there doing shows as a duo, is my vision. I want to have, I had a duo in Nashville. My partner was John Martin, very accomplished songwriter and guitar player, and we would do shows together. So I'm hoping to do that again out here.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you for sharing all that information and bringing in this this positive attitude and all the amazing things that you're doing. So for anybody that wants to reach out or find out about you, like, where can we find you online, and how can people get in touch with you?
Well, we're on all of the major platforms. We have a Facebook group, Arizona Music Connection. That's more for if you're an artist or own a venue, if you're if you have something musical related in Arizona, you can join the Arizona Music Connection group. That's where we network, we post events, we collaborate, we share gigs, things like that. And then we have a Facebook page, Arizona Music Connection Events. That's for the general public to follow, and they see our flyers and our events. We have an Instagram page. It's Arizona_music_connection. We also have a website, ArizonaMusicConnection.com. And, just find us all over the place.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Reach out. Well, thank you so much, Tori, for being here with us.
Thank you for having me. This was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Tori.
Absolutely. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll see you right after this break.
At Ironwood Dental, their compassionate dentists pride themselves on quality care and patient comfort. Ironwood Dental stands behind the work they do, and they believe in building relationships with their patients and treating them with genuine care and respect. The doctors at Ironwood Dental can care for your whole family. They can perform a wide variety of dental services, ranging from orthodontics, sedation, implants, and pediatric care. Call Ironwood Dental at 888-2900 to speak with Nia or Kelly and get scheduled. Or visit their website at ironwooddentalaz.com. To painlessly book your appointment online.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Every day, Arizona teens are using counterfeit pills laced with fentanyl and overdosing at alarming rates. Talk to your child about never taking a pill that's not prescribed to them. And visit TalkNowAZ.com for the facts on fentanyl. The Amato Youth Center can help with our free parent workshop and a free medication locking device. Call 520-255-4067. Please support the Amato Youth Center at AmatoChiliCookoff.org.
Hello, hello, hello. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, highlighting the good in our community. And Andreas has gone and taken a little bathroom break, so you'll just be hearing my voice during this time, but definitely excited to talk about all the amazing sponsors, all the amazing organizations that have supported us, that we support in this month's edition of the Sponsors Spotlight. This should be sound like some cool music that goes along with that, but we don't have that. We can't afford that. But anyways, in the Sponsor Spotlight, definitely want to start off with talking about one of my favorite organizations in the city. Certainly when I had transmission issues, they were there. When I needed new tires, they were there. When I needed to have work, when I just need routine oil change, they're the one that's there. And when I say this name, you're going to recognize them because they're all over the city. There's, I believe, 10 different locations that they have in this city, and that organization is MPG Automotive. MPG Automotive. And I had the good fortune of bumping into MPG Automotive and the VP of MPG Automotive, Patrick Lopez, through Gap Ministries, which Gap Ministries being another one of our amazing sponsors that we have on the show regularly, and we're more than happy to support the work that they do to a nonprofit that supports community. But the connection of MPG to Gap Ministries is they have been working with MPG Automotive has been working with Gap Ministries, well, I think maybe 3-4 years now, doing a mechanic training program, teaching, you know, people that are interested how to do mechanic work through a mechanic certification program. And it seems almost every single one of these people, if not every single one of the graduates of this program, end up, you know, finding themselves a job with MPG Automotive or one of the other many amazing mechanic shops that we have around town. So this being one of many awesome things that MPG Automotive does for the community, but it's super cool. The more and more I heard about it, I think they're going on their third or fourth cohort that have been through this program, got certified, and it's a prime example of the type of programs that we need in our community to continue to, as I've heard in the past, help people move forward. And, you know, kind of in that same vein, to talk about Gap and what they do. They have a community warehouse where veterans, elders, nonprofit organizations can go and get food, get need items at their warehouse. They help with foster care, so they have several foster homes, as well as they do supervision. So parents that need to need supervision services, they can get it through them. And they also train people on being foster parents as well. And then they do a community food bank. So I know on Tuesday morning they have 22 nonprofits come and get pounds of food from them for absolutely on the house. And they also kind of in connection with they run a church as well. So I think every Sunday at their new Center of Hope, I believe it's called, you can attend, you know, one of their church services by the founder, Greg Ayers, who is an amazing guy. We've had his son Jason. Actually, we've had him on the show once. We've had his son Jason Ayers on the show a couple times. It's just amazing family doing amazing stuff for the community. And what Greg says regularly is he just asked God, you know, how he can help, and God told him, you know, look in your hand, and that's kind of the foundation of the Gap Ministry. So it's a super cool story to always hear, and it's an honor for us to be able to promote them any way that we can, as well as another amazing organization that's been, you know, with us from the beginning. We've been promoting for the longest time, for over 2 years we've been doing this show, and that's Tucson International Academy. And it's been such a beautiful partnership between that organization that I myself am a co-host on that show with the superintendent of Tucson International Academy following this show called Making College Come True, which talks about all the amazing work happening in Tucson International Academy, as well as teaches people how to make college come true in their life via the book by Dr. Jennifer Herrera, Making College Come True, 10 Keys to Success. So definitely we have a lot of love and appreciation for Tucson International Academy and everything they've been doing to support us. On top of that, one of our, I would say, like our newer organizations that we're promoting is PPEP Inc. If you haven't heard of them, definitely Google them, go online, check them out. They do, kind of like Gap Ministries, an array of nonprofit services. They serve many populations, children, elders, disenfranchised population. They have do a lot of work on the south side of Tucson. So they're just another amazing organization that we have on regularly that you can find an article and find their ad in the Coffee Good News at the many locations around town. And by far probably one of my favorite nonprofit organizations in the city. And then outside of that, let's look. We have North Star Hyperbaric, located on Ina and La Cholla. They actually do a brain injury work. So they do a lot of work around people who have had brain trauma from either hitting your head or blast or, kind of an array of ways that there can be damage there. They treat it through HBOT tanks and through a lot of different services, so definitely check them out. And then we got Ironwood Dental that kind of self-explanatory, but they are over on Ina and La Cholla as well, and they do out of this world dental work. Pretty much anything from family to children to implants to whitening, anything you could think of, Ironwood Dental is that place. And the you won't find, you know, kind of a more quality and quantity place when it comes to dental work. And then who else we got here? And then obviously, definitely can't forget about Action Print and Copy. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have thousands of copies of the Common Good News around the city. That partnership between them and Veteran Rescue Mission has been out of this world, and we're just definitely so thankful to them. Want to say bless you, Action Print and Copy, for all the work that you do, and we're just so honored to have you as our sponsors. And that is this month's edition of the Sponsor Spotlight. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, And if you have not been to veteranrescuemission.org and checked out all the services that we do, all the ways that you can donate, right now we're definitely asking for car donations because we have lots of vets that need to get to appointments and badly need vehicles. So go to veteranrescuemission.org to support or just to donate right there on the donate tab.
Every day, Arizona teens are using counterfeit pills laced with fentanyl and overdosing at alarming rates. Talk to your child about never taking a pill that's not prescribed to them. And visit TalkNowAZ.com for the facts on fentanyl. The Amato Youth Center can help with our free parent workshop and a free medication locking device. Call 520-255-4067. Please support the Amato Youth Center at AmatoChiliCookoff.org.
Primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today.
And we are back. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am your speaker and coach, Andres Ruiz, alongside the Pastor John McLean. Mm-hmm. And so next, we have a very, very special guest. This woman is somebody that I really appreciate. And then, I mean, I've known her for quite some time mm-hmm. now. And, you know, I've seen all the amazing work that she's done for our community, for the people. I mean, she's just a person that just does it all. And so we have our very special guest, Diana Charbonneau with Impact of Southern Arizona. Welcome, Diana. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me, you guys.
For sure. Thank you for being on the show. And so, Diana, just so for anybody that doesn't know about Impact, tell us a little bit about, you know, what is Impact of Southern Arizona and what, you know, what do you do at Impact?
Sure. Well, I actually find a lot of people haven't heard of Impact of Southern Arizona, even though, you know, we reinvest over $2.5 million back into the community each year. So we're a social services nonprofit, but we recently updated our mission statement to kind of reflect all of the things we do, which is really to help people get the resources required to pursue a stabilized and enhanced quality of life, which for a lot of people means different things, and we really call it moving forward. We have 6 major programs. That's our food bank, which we're most well known for, but we are so much more than a food bank. We have our clothing bank, youth programs. We deliver meals to seniors, backpacks for students. It's really just such a big operation that we run.
Wow, that's amazing. And yeah, so you definitely provide so many services, and I've seen all the posts on your Facebook and all the things that you do for our community. I really appreciate you for that, because if it was not for, you know, Impact of Southern Arizona, there'd be a lot of people that would be suffering. So, you know, thank you for doing that. And, you know, so tell us, like, you know, what's, you know, you talked about the food bank. So it's, what sets you apart from being, you know, a food bank in how you serve the community?
I think part of it is how we have expanded over the last 20 years in the community and recognized the needs that we witness, especially through the pandemic. We changed our mission statement at a very odd time, but it really fit well because we recognize we can't just be a Band-Aid. You know, we bridge and stabilize people's budgets, but it's really about moving them forward. And so recently we have this Moving People Forward initiative where we are taking clients through the career certifications at Pima Community College through a partnership and sponsorship, where, you know, these families who are making $40,000 or less for a family of 4 are now making a salary of $40,000 or more just for one individual. I don't think a lot of people realize the level of poverty just for low income. It's just, we drive from point A to point B and you never get to see that. And I know we've had this conversation often, and it's really about the entire community uplifting each other and what we can do to give hope to those people.
Yeah. And I think you definitely do that. You know, you're definitely a person in the community that is trying to, you know, see how we can help out each other and seeing like where those gaps are. And you're pretty much, you know, filling in the gaps that some people are not maybe aware of, or maybe are not, you know, nobody else is doing what you're doing. So that's definitely appreciated. And tell us a little bit about, you know, what you do there and like, you know, what, how has it been for you to experience this type of service for our community?
It's been very eye-opening. I think anybody who goes into the nonprofit work from the private sector, you know, I just had a child, and until you really realize the struggles of childcare on the stress of a budget of a family, and especially for women, the constant battle to go to work or not because the cost of childcare is too much. Like I mentioned, you know, we're all really one car accident, hospital visit, or, you know, one big event away from falling into that low-income area because we all live check to check in, you know, most of this region. So it's really so important. And I do development, so it's, I get to raise our money, and, you know, they do all the great work. We have 165 volunteer shifts a week.
Wow.
And it's to me, it's just been so eye-opening, the support of the community and how everybody can come together to make such a huge endeavor possible. And that's really what's been the best part of working at Impact.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I know that Impact is having a big expo that is coming up on Tuesday, March 1st. And tell us about the expo and what can people expect.
Sure. And the event kind of came about because we said, what can we do to make this community conversation bigger than just our nonprofit partners? And so we said, let's put on an event where we bring everybody in, our local businesses, to support local businesses. So it'll be 40, 45, 50 local businesses at the Tucson Chinese Cultural Center, a beautiful local venue if you haven't been there.
Mm-hmm.
And really, we want people to come in, interact with these great communities, businesses that really are the pillar of what a lot of what we do, you know, employment, jobs, it's all our small businesses. And our national speaker coming in is Bethany Tucker from the AHA process, where we're really going to talk about what we can do as a community to help people who are getting ahead in a just getting by world. And I like to say that twice because, you know, getting ahead in a just getting by world that so many people are living in.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I think the community needs. And like you said, you know, bringing, it sounds like you're going to be bringing more awareness to our community by, you know, having this event. And the more awareness that we can bring, the better that we can do to help out. Like, what are your thoughts about the awareness that is going on in the community? Are people aware enough, or is there, what are your thoughts about that? Like the awareness?
I think there's a very big stigma of who goes to a food bank or a clothing bank or a rescue. You know, it's, there's these images we have in our mind, and our speaker will go over that a lot, of trying to break down those stigmas, because what the needs and wants of people in low income are just completely different. They can't see past the life preserver, whereas, you know, we're worrying about, you know, what vacation we're going to take next year and things like that. So I think breaking down those stigmas and having that community conversation is really a big part of it. And we are going to have some fun though at the event. I had to, you know, get people there. We have chair massages, we have a chiropractor on site. You know, healthy living and self-awareness are very important, because we need to take care of ourselves to take care of others.
I love that. That's a big one right there. And yeah, definitely going to hit up the massage and the chiropractor for sure, because that's definitely something that we need. The self-care is so important. And I think that awareness is going to come, like, hey, you know, you guys need to get maybe an adjustment or get a massage or just, I mean, go out for a walk or whatever it is. I think that you're going to bring a lot to this, you know, to this event, with not just awareness of like, you know, hey, our community needs help, but also awareness to maybe the people that are going to be there that, hey, you know what, maybe I do need some self-care. Maybe I need to take care of myself. How has self-care helped you in your life?
Well, we've had this discussion often, Andres. I have had serious health issues in my very young life, and so I am very well aware of how important it is to take care of yourself, but it's also very easy to preach it and not take care of yourself, but I'm working on it, especially with our big event coming up. But a lot of it is, I think, your support system, who you have behind you to, you know, also be real with you. Hey, it looks like you're burning out. You might want to take a step back. Mm-hmm. That's my big thing. I just need someone to kind of tell me. And self-care, I think a lot of it, it comes back to a lot of the things that I think would solve a lot of things in the world.
Absolutely. No, yeah. And I'm glad that you are bringing that to this event so people can see that, hey, you know what? Maybe I do need to take care of myself. Maybe I need to get that adjustment from time to time or that massage. But that's really cool. And I want to ask you, like, how can people support the expo and impact of Southern Arizona?
Of course. For the event itself, and you can get it off our main website, is impactsoaz.org. So that's impactsoaz.org. There you can find info about the expo, but also resources. So if you're looking for utility assistance, if you're looking for rental, housing, any of that, you know, sometimes it might not be a lot of resources we can push that way, but we have everything that you possibly could be looking for on there. And if you're in a situation where you need help and you're just not sure who to reach out to, feel free to just send us an email and we will connect you. We really want to, the big message we'd like to say is together we give hope. We are here and there are people here to help.
Yeah.
And a question I have before we go to break, or actually before we take off, is what, you know, it seems like this year kind of it's a different type of planning or a different type of event than last year, but this event that you're doing, it's your flagship event. So how is like promotion and planning and structure going to be different this year compared to this event in the past years?
Thanks, John. I think a lot of it has to do with the pandemic. You know, I purposely did this indoor outdoor because we just had a big wave come through of COVID. You know, a month ago there wasn't events going on. It was a big deja vu from 2020 when we had our big event. So I really had to plan that far in advance. And then, you know, promoting it, you know, poverty isn't the sexiest tagline, I'll be honest, but it's so important that I put this event together with the value to bring people, because we are all going to support local and enjoy it and have fun. And as you know, Tucson, it's always a struggle getting people in the doors, but it'll happen last minute, however it happens. And I'm really excited. It's been coming together great.
Nice.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, Diana, thank you for being on. I really appreciate you and everything that you do for the community. We had a great time, you know, just listening to everything that you had to say and just raising more awareness for our people, you know, our listeners, to see that, you know, hey, there's help out there in case you're struggling or you know somebody that's struggling. You know, you can reach out to Impact of Southern Arizona. So thank you again for being on the show.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. And we look forward to having you guys.
All right. Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening to the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. If you haven't been to veteranrescuemission.org, please go check it out. See all about our show. See all about the services that we do in helping homeless veterans and ways that your organization can plug in to be promoted on our show or through the Common Good News that you can find at over 50 locations around the city of Tucson. It's been a pleasure having you. Hopefully we kept you entertained. We'll catch you next week. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
La Frontera Center's supportive housing combines affordable housing assistance with wraparound supportive services for people experiencing homelessness as well as people with disabilities. La Frontera Supportive Housing links decent, safe, affordable, community-based housing with flexible, voluntary supported services designed to help the individual live a more productive life. Go to LaFronteraAZ.org for assistance or to donate your time or resources to one of Arizona's most impactful organizations.